You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Effort in the first half in Oregon and the second half, and then you take a look at the energy in both halves today. You know, what's it take to get that energy that you've seen the last three halves consistently?
When you look, I mean, the first half of the Oregon game, obviously we didn't have any energy at all. And our message to the team the second half was just to come out and have the energy and get it going for us. And, you know, hopefully it'll roll over into tonight. Obviously early we struggled a little bit. I struggled myself. And, you know, then we got the ball rolling a little more into the half. But, you know, I think overall just our message is defense and try to get stops, get those steals, do anything to create that energy, because defense is what's going to create the energy. It's going to create offense for us, and that's kind of what we're living by right now.
Is there a catalyst for that to happen?
I think it's just a group. It's a group thing. We all come together, and we, you know, we've kind of made that our thing is, you know, defense, you know, get stops. We want to be one of the best defenses in the country, and, you know, I think we're slowly proving it. We still got a lot of work to do, but that's what we want to be called, so.
Did you take a knee? Are you cramping, or
what's
going on?
Yeah, I'm cramping up my calves. It's locking up both of them, so I'm just trying to get through that.
I've seen you guys really lay it on a couple of opponents, but then it goes all the way to the buzzer. Is there a little killer instinct that maybe you guys got to find just to take advantage of a good play?
I just think the biggest thing is we're learning how to win close games. Pretty much, you know, early in the season, we lost a lot of close games to, I think, Northern Illinois was a close game, and some other ones. And, I mean, there's ways to learn and, you know, lessons to be taught. And I think we're just learning how to win close games, you know.
It was sharks in the water again with turnovers and steals. Can you talk a little bit about that? You had... You created 21 turnovers. You had 21 fast break points. You had how many steals? Did you have 16 on team ones? Can you talk a little bit about how that impacts the game?
I mean, that just gets us going on the other end. You know, our 2-3 zone isn't like any other team's 2-3 zone. And our guards and our forwards and our bigs, you know, they know how to swim. I think Nate got 2 steals today. So, you know, he's learning to get steals in the post, and it's just the work that we put in.
Just the things that you guys saw on the last defensive play. So it seemed like you went to man, and maybe that confused them a bit. But just from your perspective, just how did that play out?
Yeah, we went man to man that last possession. We know that with Emmett, we know with Jamal, with me, PJ. I think PJ in the game.
I think PJ, John.
PJ and John, Dejon. We know we can man up too. You know, that's one of our skills, that we're a versatile team. We can go small and man up, or we can go small in 2-3 zone. But for that possession, you know, we want to stay with our men so they can get a 3 off to win the game. So, you know, great defense from Jamal. And, you know, he held a really good player, you know, with the last shot in his hands to a miss. It was really good.
Did you feel a little bit like it shouldn't have been that close? You beat because of the free throws at the other end?
Yeah, man, I missed the last 2 free throws, you know. I mean, it comes with it, you know. I might miss them today and then make the next, you know, 10 or 15 in a row I shoot. So it shouldn't have been that close, you know, and that's something I take my pride on, you know, is finishing games for our team. And they have my back, though. We got to step as a team. But Jamal, Emmett, Dejon, and PJ stepped up a lot.
I missed 2 free throws. I made my 2 free throws, we would have never been in the predicament in the first place. So, you know, I think it's a team thing, and I think overall we just came together tonight, and, you know, we really wanted to win that one bad, especially dropping that one at their place. So, you know, winning that one is big for us. It's, you know, big moving into the next one, and make sure we get the next one and go from there.
Hey, just how are these games different when you see a team for the second time in a season?
You adjust. You know, every team plays every team different. You know what I mean? So, you know, you go over your scout the first game, and, you know, obviously what we did the first game didn't work, or, you know, we just didn't go hard enough at it. And, you know, the bright side about that is you get to play everybody twice or whatever the case is. So you get to do another scout. You get to do, you know, a whole bunch of other matchups, and you get to go through everything again. And, you know, I think we did a really good job with that these past 2 days. And, you know, I think it really showed tonight just in general.
Emmett, there was some pretty nasty stuff on social media after the Oregon game. You know, and kind of our dilemma was, you know, to talk about it and give it oxygen or just to leave it alone. Just how did you handle that?
I think, you know, one of the big things for, you know, not just myself, but every college athlete, you know, across the country is, you know, the voices are going to come in, you know, the voices are going to, they're going to say negative things, positive things. And, you know, no matter what, you kind of stay level headed. You know, I've been dealing with that for 3 years, and I know some other guys on our team have been dealing with it as well. But, you know, I think those words were bigger than those words. And, you know, whatever they say to us, it's not going to hurt us. They don't know who we are. They're fake accounts. So it's not like they're going to, you know, actually do something to us other than send us messages on social media, because they have nothing better to do. So, you know, when you look at that, they wish they could be in all of our situations, and they're not. So, you know, I'm just glad I'm out there hooping, and they can be mad all they want. I honestly don't really care. You know, it's just, it's how the way life goes. So,
I know it wasn't intentional, but did you guys notice that you two scored 41 out of the 60 points, almost two-thirds?
I didn't even know that.
We were just playing basketball at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And the focus was to win. So, whatever it takes.
Any more questions?
Just one real quick. Isaiah was here tonight. You know, both of you guys down in Tacoma, did you talk to him at all? I thought you maybe motioned after you hit a three to him.
I looked at him. A good friend, Dom Will, was there as well. Those are two guys I've known, you know, pretty much my whole life. So, you know, it was dope to see them out there. I saw a bunch of people out there tonight, family, friends. You know, the dog pack showed out tonight. So, you know, I just give a big thanks to everybody that came, not just him, you know, but it was dope to see him in the crowd, have a vet there, somebody there that just, you know, wants to see everybody win. So, yeah.
Hey, just won like the third straight home win. Is this place starting to feel a little bit different than earlier in the season?
Heck yeah. We know that, you know, Washington fans expect, you know, nothing less than winning games, you know. And, you know, we take pride in that. You know, it's like any Division I high-profile school, you know, basketball at that, compared to, like, you know, the North Carolina, you know, they expect winning. Kentucky expect winning. You know, West Virginia expects winning. And Washington fans expect winning, you know. And so as long as we're winning games, we believe that they'll be behind us, you know, 100%. And that's what kind of, you know, want to keep getting fans in the arena and stuff like that.
So, is it just us, or it seems like you just love to make things exciting, like this team?
Lordy Bagordy. I'll start off by saying that. These guys are a really resilient group. We're playing better. You know, we're showing signs to be able to get up 15 points, I think it was, or 16 against a really good Colorado team shows a lot. But just like in Stanford game, you kind of let them back in. Just like Stanford made four threes in a short period of time, where before we did such a really good job and our defense was high level. But, you know, you find ways to win. And even like the last play, we get the offensive tip out rebound. And then we go man to man the last, and Jamal Bay hadn't been playing and makes the play of the game. I mean, just walls up on Walker and makes it very difficult for him. And then we battle off and get a rebound. You know, we find ways, but we need to be better at not just getting leads, but extending leads, using the clock a little bit better. It's never perfect, but you're striving to be.
I was talking to Percy, and back at Colorado on the glass, you guys
got negative 20.
47, I believe was the number. And tonight you are rebounding 42-35 with 15 offensive boards. What was the difference tonight with that?
Made it a focus this week. And we challenged and we had to be tougher. And I think everybody really, you know, five guys went in the paint and rebounded. We got efforts from everybody. I thought Nate Roberts did a really good job. He was really physical interior-wise. Langston came in, he got the fouls, but he brought really good energy, walled up right away. And we were, our defense, when we were active, we were active, and it was deflective, and that gets us out in transition. And that's when we're at our best. And so there's a lot of good of that. And then when we rebound, we're at our best. And that's what we've been trying to do, is really just focus on it. And rebounding is a toughness thing. One of our assistant coaches said, told me, he said that Jerry Sloan used to say, a rebound is like a loose ball. You know, it's up for anybody to go get. And that's a toughness thing. And I thought we were tough tonight. And that's really important as we move forward.
Mike, what did you like about that 8-minute stretch there in the second half when you guys got the lead and then were able to build it?
You know, I was just thinking, gosh, our defense looks really good. And, you know, they executed the game plan. We made it difficult to get the ball in the high post. We did the most part of defending the three, and then we finished with rebounding. And those things, it's rolling. And then that kind of takes the air out of them. And then you're going down there, and we're getting layups and dunks, and our crowd's getting into it. And that's the fun. That's the fun way to play, and that's when we're at our best. And you know, this winning games is not easy. And there's really good teams in our league, really good coaches. And, you know, you've got to be able to go out there and execute and do those things. And for the most part, we did. And then there's a few things that we have to clean up. And but we're seeing progress for sure.
Mike, Terrell Brown continues to amaze me with his shot selection. I don't think he had 26 points. I don't think any maybe more than one shot was outside of a land or a follow. And
pretty hell of a talent, right?
Yeah, I mean,
when you do that, it's like, okay, this is what I do. Everybody knows this is what I do, and I can still do it. I wish I had that talent. That's in anything. I mean, listen, that kid's been built on hard work, and he's been built on just being the toughest guy out there and believing in himself. And he is a great example for every young player out there or kid that has dreams about believing in yourself and not having to worry about what other people think and just keep getting better, 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 better. And those are the stories that make sports so great. And just really proud of him. He's this team has been willed by a lot of guys, and he was so good tonight for sure.
Is Terrell getting the recognition he deserves?
You know what? You get recognition when you win, right? And he's as good as any player in the league. You know, Matisse Thybulle, the year before our first year, you know, he was really good in steals, and then we won, and he was defensive player of the year. You know, usually the teams in the upper echelon, and that's our hope. Our hope is to be in the upper echelon of the Pac-12. You know, we're 5-3. We have another opportunity on Saturday, and everybody knows he can score. He can do these things. Now we're showing that we can win, and he's a huge part of that. But yet, do I believe? I think he's one of the best players in the country, not just in the league, because we play in one of the best leagues in the country, and he's been doing this night in and night out. That's the consistency that's pretty damn rare.
How good can this defense be? It seems like you guys do the one thing really, really well, which is creating havoc, getting steals, but other parts just maybe aren't there. And
well, say for instance, in league, okay? In league, we're, I think, 10th in defensive efficiency. Our first couple of years, we were number one. And then in third year, we were, I think, fourth. And we have the ability to keep getting better. Now, we are not going to be the type of team that takes away everything. But we can be a team that takes away certain elements of a game that make us different and give us an advantage. And with our stealing ability and our disruption ability and the way that we can move in our traps, that gives us, that's different than some of the teams that we've had, and that's our advantage. But I think this team, we can keep getting better and better. And, you know, in the first half, I mean, we missed a lot of layups. We missed a lot of shots right around the rim that we normally make. And so I know we can get better in a lot of different ways. That's the fun thing about coaching. Like when you have still a lot of growth potential in terms of shooting, in terms of, you know, we were 4 for 17. The first 5 or 6 games, we were I think we were number one in the league in 3-point field goal percentage. And then we were third or fourth in free throw percentage. Tonight, 8 for 17. And like the consistency of where we can go is just, that's what's so much fun about where we can take this team.
Because
earlier in the year, Percy, sorry for interrupting.
No.
If we shot 4 for 17 and 8 for 17 for the free throw line, did we win early? We lost when we didn't shoot well. We just beat a really good team and we didn't shoot well. It's because our defense was really good.
The idea of coaxing more offense from guys other than Terrell and Emmett.
Yeah.
How do you get those guys going?
Well, I think we have got really good offensive players that we just, you know, they're gonna do it. You know, I know Jamal Bay's got more in the tank. I know Dejon Davis has had really big games. He had 21 against Winthrop. We all know Cole Badgemo was really hot. Those are the things that we know. A lot of these guys, can make, offensive impact as well. But the one thing that you can rely on is your defense. It travels. You can take it with it. You can't control shot makes. And, you just got to take good ones. And hopefully we'll do better there. And we will. I know we will because we got good players.
Back to Terrell for a second. Does his offensive game, I know players are totally different, but does his offensive game have some similarities to the way Jaylen played when he was here in that it didn't have to be the three? He had the mid-range game. He had the ability to get to the rim, even though everyone knew that was kind of what his game was.
Yeah, he's very similar. In a lot of ways, he's got that same maturity. He's got that same attack. He's got that same toughness, for sure.
Anything else?
Just real quick, Utah. I know you want to enjoy this weekend, but
well, the cool thing is we played these teams, which is good, for the second time. A little bit about Utah. Watched them play the other night. They were really good in the first half, and. Brandon Carlson, after we played him, Brandon Carlson's been out 4 or 5 games. I feel bad for Coach Smith because he's one of the best big guys. He was one of their best players, one of the best players in the league. When you lose a guy of that caliber, you're going to have some struggle. They got him back in the last game. You could see that there was a little, chemistry and some off, but they're good. They play hard. They're very well coached. Obviously, they had us down 14 at their place, so we know how good they are, and we're going to have to play. That's the thing about it. We got a quick turnaround. This thing is like, I'm going to go to bed if I sleep tonight, and I'm going to be up the next day. Say, what time's game? 1:30? I'll ask my wife for 3 times. She's like, are you okay? Are you here? I'm like, honey, is it 1:30, 1, 2? I don't know. But just blessed that we get the opportunity to play, and hopefully we can, build some momentum and keep getting better as a team. And that's what you try to do day in and day out.
Do you like Saturday afternoon games?
You know what? I love Saturday afternoon games. I don't like it when they're so quick turnover. I like having at least another day in between to play a Saturday noon or one. I love that because if you play well, then you have the rest of the night. And usually in the way that we do it, Sunday's the day off, and then you can have great family time, go to church, do those things that you do, and have a good spirit.
I'm Mark Chapman. Welcome to the Planet Premier League podcast. Each week, Cesc Fabregas, Nader Manua and myself talk all things Premier League.
As a player, you don't have time to talk.
No.
You don't have time to make a plan. You just need to deal with wave after wave after wave.
We watched Coach Carter and he said, afterwards, the game's just about doing this for your teammates. And I remember looking around halfway through the film and half the squad was asleep.
Planet Premier League. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.